This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I hope you all well. Alhamdulillah, we just finished Taraweeh, this 21st night of Ramadan. If it's Laylatul Qadr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the night and reward us for the night and ride us from amongst those freed from the hellfire. Ameen. I'm with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in Mecca, still alhamdulillah. Tomorrow inshallah I will be departing. Just a reflection from the Taraweeh, as we do every night. And I just want to send a thank you to everyone who writes in asking for the reflections every time there is a delay in terms of uploading them. It really means a lot, mashallah, because it lets me know that there's listenership out there. And, you know, people are benefiting, and that's the aim. The aim is not just to share knowledge, but to inspire transformation. And I hope that is what is happening. We always leave action points after all these, at the end of all these reminders. In terms of tonight, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed shaitan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. Take him as an enemy. I think you can all hear the crowd of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around me. I've just entered a crowded area. I'm going to speak a bit louder so you all can still hear me, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to take shaitan as an adu, to take shaitan as an enemy, right? And tells us to consider him an enemy. And brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a very, very clear verse. It's not one that needs some big tafsir. It's not one that can be interpreted, you know, some other way. You know, if somebody told you, if the authorities told you that there's a murderer in your neighborhood, right? So take care. Be careful. Take heed. There's a murderer in your neighborhood, right? And this is his description. Now, if you see the description and then you open your window and you see this person outside your window or on your street, would you leave your doors open? Would you leave your windows open, right? Would you do anything that shows an invitation from your home to this person? Absolutely, you won't. You'd switch on the alarm, probably. You'd warn the neighbors. You'd warn the authorities. You'd have your emergency numbers on speed dial. You teach the kids the emergency numbers just in case. You'd inform your wife. You'd go the distance, basically, in ensuring protection. Why? Because this is you taking this person as an enemy. Why? Because the authorities have told you to take this person as an enemy. This person isn't your friend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this about shaytan. What do we do? Do we really lock everything up, close all the gaps? Or do we live our lives and run our homes in a way which doesn't create a hostile environment to shaitan, but rather it creates a friendly environment to shaitan, an inviting environment to shaitan? I mean, brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us say Bismillah when we enter the home and before we eat and before we drink? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who enters his home or her home and says Bismillah, then shaitan says, I don't have a place to stay today. And before he eats or she eats, if they say Bismillah, shaitan says, well, now I don't have food today. Before you drink, you say Bismillah, shaitan says, I don't have drink today. How many of us say Bismillah before we enter the home? You know, or is it that we enter the home letting shaitan know that, look, you are welcome here. When we eat, letting shaitan know that he's welcome on our dining table. Then let's look at some of the tools of shaitan. And today one of the biggest tools is television, right? Is satellite TV. We love to put our kids in front of the television, and you know, maybe it's a means of distracting them. YouTube, for example. You know, are there any parental controls when our kids are browsing and traversing through the different programs and uploads on YouTube? Do we, you know, are we taking care of what our kids, you know, of the activities online? You're giving them a mobile phone. Have you taught them how to use them? Have you told them the harms of it? You know, have you, you're making them accessible through WhatsApp, through social media? Do we take care in, you know,
teaching them the do's and the don'ts, right? No parent would give their child a vehicle without them knowing how to drive. طيب. But you're giving them a mobile phone without teaching them how to use it. You're giving them access to the world, basically, for different minds to nurture their minds without putting some parameters for them to understand what is a red flag from a white flag, and so on and so forth. Brothers and sisters, the topic is long, but you get the idea. Shaitan's tools comes in many ways or forms, and Allah says he's our enemy and we should take him as an enemy. What are you doing to lock up? What are you doing to tighten up? What are you doing to make manifest that you have indeed taken him as an enemy? And let your family know that you have taken him as an enemy. What have you done to make your environment hostile to shaitan? Some food for thought. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past and inspire our futures and grant us Laylatul Qadr and make us from those freed from the hellfire. Ameen. Until next time, brothers and sisters, may Allah preserve us in his obedience. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.